Welcome to the newest, the greatest, the most spectacular show in entertainment history.
I'm in favor of a big breakfast for my boys. And there's a very special welcome for the fellas and girls who are hearing this program for the first time today.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio One.
Good morning. Ooh. Hey, isn't it great to be alive for here? Wonderful radio. Anyway, thanks, Nimone. She's gorgeous. I was just listening to her on the way in. Ooh. On the way in.
You're right.
Hey?
You're right.
This morning, I spent about half an hour already of my day shouting Europe at the toilet. Which is great. I love that. Europe! Mind you know skinny girls, eh? Getting sick in the morning means no points for last night's Chinese. It's not a way forward. I wouldn't do it. I hate being ill. I'm such a bad patient.
You've got a big red face now from all the heaving.
So I am fine. I'm a little bit croaky, but I'm going to muddle on. Would that be it?
Is it muddle? Is that the right word?
I have absolutely no idea.
Muggle?
Yeah. But I'm going to try my best, don't you, Roy?
You have me, you lost me, you wasted, you caused me.
Look, it doesn't matter how ill I sound this morning, you've got to admit, it's all still better than Scott Mills.
Spitting in my eyes and I still see.
I love crisps.
Ain't nobody got no business stressing all the
Josh Stone, you had me.
Taking it back, I'm taking
on Radio
it back.
One.
Taking back my life.
Beautiful.
You had me, you lost me, you wasted. You
see, I'm sounding better already.
I think I want another holiday.
Hang on a second. I'm all right. I'm fine now.
I feel rubbish.
Do you? Mm. Do you know, it's like phantom pregnancy pains. Because I'm ill, you feel ill. That's what it is. I'm telling you. You feel my illness, Dave.
I don't want to feel you.
No, I don't mean like that, but anyway. Anyway, that was Josh Stone and You Had Me on Radio 1. Franz Ferdinand and the brilliant Khalees Andre 3000 record coming up. Let's get news of sport from Dominic and Kerry. 7 o'clock.
There are new arrests over Danielle's murder.
And Pompey put one over Spurs.
BBC Radio 1.
England. And it's now 3 minutes past seven.
She's so professional. It's like, hello? I was talking about Kerry.
Not you, Rachel.
I'll talk to you in a second. Mouth. No, I'm only joking, Kerry. I love you. And you have a beautiful voice and gorgeous eyes and...
Nice shoes.
Cracking knockers is what I was going to say. You all right, Kerry?
Nice shoes, yeah, they're very comfortable, actually, aren't they?
Wow.
Me and McCall's are my comfortable shoes.
Oh, is she actually really wearing comfortable shoes? Answers on a postcard, please, too.
To Carrie's a lesbian.
By the way, you know, we don't... Oh, Carrie's not a lesbian. I love that old radio joke years ago on local radio. So if you know who the mystery voice is, send your answer on the back of a postcard to the Sean Connery Mystery Voice Competition. Hello? No, anyway, shall we move on from Kerry? Rachel has already caused the first major bit of disruption on the show. And can I say, Dominic handled it really well. He carried on talking, but put his hand up in the air as if to go, whoa!
I'd just like to make it a public apology.
Was that you, Rach? That was terrible.
I forgot that you could hear on the talkback. Yeah. So apologise.
Well, what were you doing, blowing your nose?
Well, Dave, Rachel and myself are in BBC Radio Leeds this morning. Hello.
Hello.
And Dominic and Kerry and Danny and Allard. Hello.
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 Are in
hello.
London. So, when we need to talk to them, we press a little button, and it comes out of a little squawk box. So can we demonstrate, Danny?
Yep.
Okay. Is it working?
No, it's not.
Brilliant.
It works during the news when Rachel, like, hello. Farts and stuff, but...
Hello.
Dominic.
So, anyway, we shouted... Rachel shouts down the microphone, but it's all right, because she does it when Dominic's reading the news.
No, it's not professional.
And
in
other parts of the world today, and you can hear Rachel going, Danny! Oh, sorry! My subtle voice.
I won't do it again.
Your voice sounds better, Rachel.
It's coming back.
But I will explain to you why Rachel had to shout during the news. It was because we're going to play Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out, and we only have the short version to play.
Mm.
And we want to play the full album version with a brilliant lead-in. It's like 7:05 in the morning. That's what people need to wake up. So I'm going to play the jingle, Daniel, and then when it goes Radio 1, you start the record as if you're a DJ, which, let's face it, you really want to be, but you never will be. Right.
Thanks.
Oh. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
Good morning to you people. We're here to sing for you. Cause we are Christmas singers. That's what we love to do. If it was a late night, go grab your coffee cup. And if you drank too much, we hope you're not chucking up.
Europe.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
And cats and doggies. Do you like that track?
I do, actually, yeah.
It's Khalees and Andre 3000 and Millionaire, which is out this week. You know what else is out this week? For download, The Stain, man.
Mouldy looking. No diggity.
Out. Like, what's up? Like, you want to download The Stain, innit? That's right. The Stain going round in your brain. Aye. It started yesterday. You can download it. Actually, I know a little bit more than you about it, and you know nothing.
I know nothing about downloading music.
Okay. For those of you who need to know about downloading, I think I'm right in saying it's something like this, okay? If you wanted to buy a CD, mm-hmm. you would go to a shop or a place which sold CDs.
Pick it up and take it to the counter yeah. and pay.
Now, you could go to that one down there on the left. You could go that one over the right. You could go to the big supermarket and go to the CD section. Mm-hmm. You could go to that famous kind of station. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the same with download. You can go to different sites, i.e. shops, and purchase, i.e. buy, your track, i.e. track. And instead of physically getting it in your hand, you just download it. And you can download Mouldy Looking Stain, Dogs Don't Kill People,
Rabbits Do.
For 1 week only, and all profits go to Comic Relief. You guys were nice, caring, friendly individuals. How bunged up do I sound now?
Very.
I do, don't I? Mm.
Very. We're not very healthy, are we?
We're not today, really.
We're not very wealthy. Speak for yourself, dear. I'm rolling in dough.
Yeah.
That's the problem with my kitchen. And, what?
Oh, rubbish.
Shut up. I'm tired.
We're all just bunged up.
I know.
The show, so far, though, has been great, music-wise.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the tunes today. It's just the in-between stuff that's lacking somewhat.
I particularly like the next tune.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay. One of my favourites.
Is that track one on the album?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, are we doing You Know What? Are we playing what I think we're playing?
Talking of music, we've got the world exclusive of Kylie today.
Have we? Mm. That's nice.
I know,
isn't it? This is like the bit you never normally hear.
Yeah.
At 7:15.
Mm.
Next, Dominic will come in and test his levels. Hello, 2212. Hello, 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 hello. This is like behind the scenes tour, like you get when you go to Universal.
1-2, 1-2.
See,
2-2.
Dominic, can you just give me more level? Can you say what you had for breakfast this morning?
Yeah, peanut butter on toast. On toast. Toast. How's that?
That's lovely.
Aled will walk in now and do his hair.
I've done that, actually.
That's the first thing you do.
I've shaved today as well.
What's behind you on the table, by the way?
A big hamper of cookies and cakes.
Oh, you're joking.
And
why
they're great.
Why did you send that when we're 200 miles away in Leeds? Cookies and cakes.
They're very nice as well.
Dominic, don't start ruffling it so I can hear the packaging. Here we go. No, he's now put it right in front of the webcam, so that's what I see. Thanks very much. Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start the show again from now. Right?
Yep.
Right. Ready? Go. This is Snow Patrol. It's brilliant. Have you heard this?
I have.
This is called How to Be Dead. Does it still go, ew? I know that bit.
I have.
Please don't go crazy if I tell you the truth. No, you don't know what happened, and you never will if you don't listen to me while I...
Ew. Does that, see, right at the beginning it does that, you know, like a record, ew. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
so don't make
I
me
do.
Look stupid. Snow Patrol and How to Be Dead on Radio 1. Good morning. It's 7:20. Oh, Okay, it's time for...
What are you laughing at?
Do you know why? I just turned around and suddenly I had one of those mental blockages where you go, have I put the Buzz Off tune in? Yes, I have.
You have, though, haven't you?
What CD have I put it in? Right, no, I have put it in this. I know I just did it. Right.
Didn't you say that today, that I'd be really excited by...
Yes.
By this
will.
Tune?
And you really will.
More so than Def Leppard.
What?
More so than Def Leppard.
Oh, God, yeah. Seriously? Yeah. I'm not going to give you any clues. Allard, well, no, never heard of it, won't know who the artists in question are, and won't like it.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. But then, it's, you know, everyone knows Allard has no taste in music.
That's not true. I have a taste.
That's true. Crap. as ever, buzz on or buzz off from you on the text messages to 81199, please. 81199 if you like it. I have genuinely brought this in from my the bedroom in my mum and dad's house. The record I'm going to play is a slight remix of the original. Okay? Good. And most of you out there won't know it. Well, yeah, I would say most of you won't know it. So this is merely for Dave and the fact that I like it.
Really?
Yeah. And that original will go, I don't know what it is. And then we'll pretend she does. I do that! As soon as we say what it is.
I'm a bit worried by this remix thing.
No, it's only ever so slight.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not going to diminish my appreciation.
Do you have any ideas what it is?
No.
Okay. Do you want to take some guesses on it?
No.
Right. 81199 is the text number. Get your phone out. I have chosen this. So if you like it, if when I play it, if you go, oh, yes, get in, you have to text in 81199. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Check the look on Dave's face. Do you know who it is, Dave? It's your boys, Motley Crue.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold.
Let it go, Rex, let it go.
I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home.
Guitar's coming soon.
Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were hardly wrong. Just take this song.
Don't go for it yet, Alex. It's good.
Promise?
Yes.
Just one more night.
Here it comes, here it comes.
And I'm coming on this
glowing road. I'm on the way. I'm on the way.
Home sweet home.
Tonight. Rachel Buzz.
Shut up.
Rubbish.
Motley Crue.
It's still rubbish.
It's got 42% of the vote so far, so let's give it a little bit more
that
time.
That means Buzz Off's losing, will it?
Alice Buzz.
Shut up.
Controversially.
No. Before you do that, Dave, there is the guitar inst bit coming in the middle.
I'll wait till that's
okay,
over.
Right. Take it, boys.
Dave Buzz.
There you go, lovely.
Do you know?
Please don't tell me you've never heard it before.
I've never heard that record in my life.
You love Motley Crue.
Chris, you left it in Leeds for a reason.
I've honestly never...
That's quite funny for you.
I left you in much. London for a reason, you short, big, fat, bummed, little-legged, irritating little...
The footballer's
legs.
Getting
older than he really thinks he is, bald and fool. Well, it's, you know...
As you played the intro, I thought, I've never heard this version before. And then I realised I've actually never heard the track before.
The original from the album Theatre of Pain, of course, that all Motley Crue people will know.
You know I'm a
Sorry, that was lost on me a little bit.
Brilliant. Do you know, I must admit, though, I'm very surprised to see that... well, it's just gone down now, but at one point it had a 45% buzz-on rate, which I was quite surprised by. I didn't think anybody would have heard of it. All right, I promise the show will be better from 7:30 this morning. All right, calm down, dear. It's only a Motley Crue record.
Here's a brand new sound to nighttime.
I'm talking of fresh new music, from Asian beats to urban flavours. Here's the Black Eyed Peas on Radio 1. Jesus.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas.
Feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get
older.
Most of us only care about money.
Baking.
Selfishness got us following the wrong
baking.
Wrong information always shown by the
media.
Negative images is the main
criteria.
Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria.
Just
wanna act like what they see in the
cinema.
Whatever happened to the values of humanity?
Vanity.
Whatever happened to the fairness and equality?
Equality.
Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why
I know all the words to this bit, I just can't be bothered.
No, you don't.
Faith alive, love is found.
People
are
standing, people dying. Children hurting, they hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach?
What did you say?
Pardon? Did I say sheep or cheek?
You turned the other sheep.
Sorry, do you know, subconsciously I said sheep because of the previous conversation we had in the studio before, which I can't repeat.
The Black Eyed Peas. And you turn the other sheep.
Morning.
No, it's not.
Morning, Alan.
I tell you what, the MTV must be showing a different video to the one that was originally made. coming up next, then... we'll play Shakedown at Night and Mary by the Sister Sisters.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
First of all, let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And the top story this morning is the news of four more arrests over the shooting of 14-year-old Danielle Beckon in Nottingham. She was killed 10 days ago now. She was now 7:34.
Yeah, man, you know, we play the football, like, you know, thank you, please. Hello to you.
You sound Dutch, he's Spanish.
What?
You sound Dutch, he's Spanish.
I think you're fine, love. I was doing a Spanish voice.
Okay.
Liverpool los, hola, os, gracias, los lobos.
That's Spanish. There,
right, it's uncanny, isn't it?
What? Yeah. Whereas Dutch is more, hey, dirty, hey,
dirty. Hands across the world.
Oh, dear. So, in the next half hour of the show, boys and girls, we have a world exclusive of the new Kylie Minogue single.
Fantastic.
Plus, thank you, Dominic. Plus, a surprise guest that I don't know anything about, bar the fact that they're coming in, but I don't know who they are. Now, there'll be people sitting at home going, well, that'd be Kylie then, idiot. But Rachel won't tell me if it is or not. She's now shaking her head, actually, so I know it's not Kylie. I think I know who it is.
Do you really?
Well, I know who I hope it is.
Who?
Well, I'm not going to say, am I?
I'm not telling you.
I might do that thing that magicians do. I might write my hope, my wish list guest on a piece of paper, fold it up and give it to Ferg. And then if I'm right, he can go, yes, you were right. If not, he'll, you know, because if you say, for argument's sake, I say, you know.
Gary Coleman.
Well, he played Willis in Different Strokes, right?
It's not him. Sorry, Chris.
I say brilliant. Him, and then in walks Lawrence Welk and Bowen. Then.
You'd be disappointed.
Yeah, and it makes the guests feel bad then.
Mm.
Well, I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Can I have some guesses? Oh, some.
Why don't you play Guess Who?
But then it won't be a surprise.
Well, no,
don't tell me.
We won't.
Is it just one person?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Is it Kylie Minogue?
I'm not telling you anything.
If it's Kylie, right, this is the worst surprise ever.
I'm not telling you anything.
Because if you go, we've got a surprise guest coming in, but I'm not telling you who it is. Oh, and don't forget, you've got the world-exclusive first play of the new Kylie record. Seriously, I'll go berserk. No offence, Kylie, if you are in the car driving in, just in case. You know, but I am, you know...
Can we play a record?
No.
Because then the surprise can happen sooner.
Okay, why are they there? Are they in the building?
I don't know.
Do you know who it is, Dominic?
Yes, I know who it is.
Oh! Do you know, Carrie?
I do indeed.
Danny, do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Dave knows as well, because I actually
told him in the pub
yesterday.
Last night during the quiz.
I've told my mum.
Well, that's why I wondered why the taxi driver was going, "You love your surprise, Ballsy." He was Cockney. He drove all the way from London to drive me into work. Oh, well, we'll find out who it is in two record time, I suppose.
Maybe.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, not maybe, right? We will.
Let me ask one more question. Is the Guess Who surprise guest just before we play the Kylie Minogue record?
Not telling you anything.
Right, brilliant. Here we go.
Chris Miles is the boss, and Davey does the jokes. There's Dominic and Alan, they're really lovely blokes. Rachel's their producer, and Carrie reads the sport. Then after we've gone home, it's Will and Josh who hold the fort.
And all that is true.
The Chris Miles Show. Now you know our names. National Radio 1.
Scissor Sisters, Mary on Radio 1. So, just one more record before our secret special surprise guest. I'm not allowed to know who she is, but it's probably Kylie Minogue. We'll be on the show. And then we play the new first play of the Kylie Minogue single. But we can't play it yet because it's not arrived in the radio. This is true. Hasn't arrived in the Radio 1 building. And the person bringing it in hasn't arrived yet either. Strangely enough, our mystery guest hasn't arrived either.
It's a funny coincidence, isn't it?
You don't know that it is Kylie Minogue.
Currently, I don't know whether I want it to be Kylie or not. I like Kylie, she's great. She's a lovely, lovely woman, and she's been on the show a good few times, and we always get on, and that side of things, great. Plus, it's nice to talk to her on the air, fine. However, I will be slightly disappointed in the plot, I must admit, if it is Kylie. Right? So I kind of want it to be Kylie, but then equally, I don't want it to be Kylie, but only for Rachel, really. Because she'll go, yay, see, I fooled you with my great acting, as opposed to, yeah, it was a crap idea, wasn't it, really? So I don't, at the moment, I'm 50-50. I don't know. I still hold hope that it is who I want it to be.
I just wish I hadn't been told last night in the pub.
Really?
That's ruined it for me.
That was an accident.
If I had to put money on it at the moment, I'd put money on Kylie.
Would you?
Yeah. But I know you're getting... We're all getting quite good liars on this show, as we know, when we put the expenses in. And I'm watching all the poker faces. Now, Dominic has this thing where he can tell when I'm lying because my bottom lip quivers. So let me ask you some questions, Rachel. Okay?
Okay, go on then.
See if you will fold under questioning.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel.
Chris.
Look me in the eye. Don't look away. Okay, I want you to answer the following questions immediately.
Okay.
All right, straight away, as soon as I ask them. All right, keep looking me in the eye and don't look away. Okay?
All right, go on then.
Stop looking away. Five questions.
I'm not looking away.
You're doing it again. Okay, ready? Question number one, what is your name?
Rachel.
Question number two, how old are you?
30.
You're looking away. Please keep looking at me in the eye.
26.
Keep looking at me. Look me right in the eye.
I am looking at you.
Question three, where were you born?
Kidderminster.
You looked away again. Keep looking at me in the eye.
I am.
Question four, what high school did you go to?
Wolverley High School.
Right. Question number five, is Kylie our surprise guest?
I'm not telling you.
That's the only one that you looked me right in the eye for, which means...
No, it wasn't.
It was. How old are you? You went, you look around the room. As if it's written up there in the top-round corner, 30. I'll write up there for you, Rach, in case you ever forget. Top-round corner of the Radio Lead Studio. Anyway, so, surprise guest coming in at some point before 8 this morning. I love this record. Do you know it, Dave?
I do. I was just trying to think who sings it.
Michael Gray, of course.
That's the fella.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I'm working
mystery guest news alert. Right, so Rachel goes off, comes back. Now Rachel's overacting over the Chris, as if to say, Chris, I can't believe you weren't saying who our guest is. It might have been just a little bit too much. So she goes out, she comes into the studio.
That was genuine.
And Rachel goes, right, it's 9 minutes away, by the way. And I'm pleased she said that, because it really helped with the time check and the link. Anyway, on Radio 1 with Chris Moyles. I said, what's the story? And she goes, well, you can either play, the mystery guest isn't here, but the world-exclusive first play of the Kylie Minogue record is possible because the Kylie record has arrived in the building at Radio 1.
I have it.
I'm sorry to hear that. Stay away from me. So she said, you can either play Kylie now or wait till after 8. When the guest arrives.
No, what did you just say? I said you could play the single now, yeah, and then we'll have our guest after 8 o'clock.
Which means that the guest isn't Kylie.
I'm not telling you anything.
It means
it does.
That the guest is probably not related to the Kylie single.
Which means the guest isn't Kylie, Dave.
Well, he's what I'm trying to say right, in a fine. Roundabout way.
So the guest isn't Kylie.
I'm not telling you anything.
You've already told me with your lying eyes, as the Eagles once sang, which was all about you and this very link. They somehow preempted it in a very scary way. Like when they
all those years ago.
That's right. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Why are we doing Eagles lyrics?
That was Hotel California anyway.
No, but I don't know many lyrics from Lying Eyes.
Lying Eyes, lying like Rachel.
Do you know who was in the BBC Radio Leeds building yesterday? I believe, and if I get this wrong, I apologise, but it was something like an Eagles tribute band. We're in, three guys with
guitar. Were
they? Yeah, the Beagles. That's true.
They weren't really. Yes. You're making it up.
They were called the Beagles.
The Beagles.
The Beagles are an Eagles tribute band. You've got to love that, right?
Chris?
Yes?
Sorry to interrupt. Oh. He's here.
He's here?
The guest is here.
The guest is here.
Yes.
Well, what do we do, Rach? What do we do?
Oh, let's bring the guest in.
Is the guest prepped and ready to go?
No, I'll need a track.
Right, fine.
Right,
great.
I've got an idea. This is what we're doing.
Why don't we play the Kylie Minogue record?
Let's.
Right, okay. The cue will be Kylie Minogue. This will be the new single from the Australian lady. It comes out December the 6th. It's called I Believe in You. It is Kylie Minogue. Well, just in case Kylie Minogue is our mystery guest, I think that record is absolutely brilliant and possibly the best record I've ever heard.
I like that.
Dave, that's brilliant. It's Kylie Minogue's new single. It's a world exclusive. Although Rachel knows it. She sings it. How many times have you heard it?
Once.
Really?
Oh, heard it.
Jingle Man Gaining.
Heard it a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. It's Kylie Minogue, I Believe in You. Comes out December the 6th, and she co-wrote it with a couple of people from the Scissor Sisters. Daniel Scissor and Trevor Sisters. And her greatest hits album is entitled Ultimate Kylie. It's out November the 22nd. She's already had a greatest hits, hasn't she, Kylie? Maybe she'll have another one.
I don't know.
And she's going to be playing lots of dates in the UK. She's playing in Glasgow, Birmingham, Manchester and London next year. So there you go.
Good, that. Yeah, is it mystery guest time?
Yes. Alan, are you back in London?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I can't find the Guess Who music, by the way, in the playout. So if you can load that up.
Okay, hang on then. I need to go around to Danny. Hang on.
Danny can just load it up. We have a mystery guest then, and I have to guess who they are. Now, I'm in Leeds, in the BBC Leeds, and mystery guest is in London, and the usual rules apply. I will ask mystery guest questions. They can only answer yes or no, and then hopefully I will guess correctly who mystery guest is. Otherwise, really, really embarrassing for me and everybody else on the show if I'm there going, I don't know who you are. Right. Alan, do you have...
Which bank is it in?
It's a game show, isn't it? So we'll do that. It's going really well, isn't it? Thank you. Right, here we go then. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'll help you if you get stuck, by the way.
Will you? Mm. Thank you. Hello, good morning, mystery guest. Are you okay today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Are you a man?
No.
No. Are you Kylie Minogue?
Might be.
Hey!
All I know is I'm not a mystery guest.
Right,
you knew, you felt it, didn't you?
Well, it was the... We have the world exclusive of the new Kylie single and somebody's bringing it in. Plus, as well, we have a very special secret guest. That was the one for me.
Aww. Well, yes. Yay! Hey! It's me! How are you?
I'm very well. Can I tell you who I... And no offence, because you understand now what I was talking about. So I'll tell you who I thought it was all week, since last week, since Rachel said, we'll have a surprise guest. Do you know who I thought it was?
No.
And I couldn't have been further away. I thought it was going to be William Shatner. And it's Kylie.
No, it's just me.
That's fine. Hello! And you're standing up wearing a lovely coat and scarf.
How did you know that?
Because I can see you on the camera. It's staring right at you. Hi!
Oh, I just thought
I wouldn't really have such contact with you. Great.
Oh, well, see, I can see you and you can't see me.
I know.
Well, it's like that anyway with you know, the cameras I have all over your home. Well, thank you for coming in. Now, are you going to stay around for a bit? Are you going to hang as Kylie hanging for a little bit?
I think I've just made my delivery. I was fully ready to do the trolley dolly thing, and then we've been sadly we're separated morning.
I'm sorry.
So I'll do my trolley dolly routine next time I see you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Kylie, you're a love and a sweetheart.
All right, take care, everyone.
Good luck with the single, which is I Believe in You, which comes out the 7th and 6th.
Thank you.
Which you co-wrote with the Terry Scissor and Julie Sisters. I don't know their names. I know it's Jake
Shears and Baby Daddy, yeah.
Baby Daddy. I don't know their names. I just thought you're Kylie Minogue, they're the Scissor Sisters. Surely they must be Terry Scissor and Julie Sisters or whatever their names are.
They could be.
But they're not. Have a lovely day, Kylie
Minogue.
You too,
bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, lovely, beautiful Kylie Minogue. And go by the record, which is I Believe in You, and it comes out in December. Go and see her on Showgirl, the Greatest Hits Tour, which is Kylie Minogue.
We've seen her before, and she's very good.
Yeah. She does look very lovely today. She just walked out to you. Bye! There she is. She's going.
She's waving.
She's waving. Look at that. Oh, and she's bowing. Whoa. So what's it like in Star Trek, Kylie?
Yeah,
it was great.
Did you really think it was William Shatner?
I really thought it was William Shatner, yeah. Well, I like to say we're always William Shatner's if we know him.
Bill.
I thought it was Bill Shatner, yeah. But, So we will discuss the planning of surprise guests, Rachel, after the news. How about those apples?
I think it's time to move on.
Do you think so?
What, are you career-wise? I'm only kidding, Rachel.
You better be, young family lad. Right, moving on then. What should we play? Destiny's Child, Coldplay. Do you fancy that, Dave?
Oh, very much so.
All right, let's get some news and sport from Dominic. News from Dominic, sport from Carrie. It's 1 minute past eight.
Police make arrests in Aberdeen over Danielle's murder.
And Harry's happy after taking 3 points against Spurs.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Detectives hunting the killer of 14-year-old Danielle Beckham in Nottingham have made four more arrests. The teenager with Radio 1 Newsbeat is now 4 minutes past eight.
That's great.
Thank you.
And now let's have some backing music, and we can hear from that backing music now. I thought you covered that very well, Dominic.
Should I tell you what happened?
If you really want to blame
my email thing is open on this stupid screen, and whenever you get an email, it flips to the email screen and not the screen that we play out the...
Oh. Is that the email from me, Dominic?
Oh, did you just send one?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that. So that was your fault,
well,
yeah,
Dave. I didn't intentionally do it while you were doing the bulletin. It's about other matters.
Yeah, it was from
secret,
you.
But, so don't say what it was.
So how was Kylie? She looked on the webcam very nice.
She looked beautiful.
And appealing. Have you met Kylie before?
Yes, last time she was in here.
Carrie, have you met Kylie?
I haven't, no.
Okay. First impressions of her, without saying the word short.
She's very lovely, isn't she? Yeah, she's very short, sweet.
She's very pretty.
She is very pretty.
You know, and I think she dresses like a lady, right?
Mm.
But then on stage looks like a sex kitten.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's just hope without her makeup she doesn't look like, you know, Vera Duckworth. But she's a nice girl.
Yeah.
We should go and see her on tour.
And still here.
But she's still in the building.
Yeah.
Kylie. Minogue. Never heard that. Flex side bottom poem. Brilliant.
It sounds rubbish though when you've got a cold. Though, when
And right, so it's up to you, Dominic and Kerry. You can either choose whether I'd play a jingle now and then Destiny's Child record, or give you my opinion of the intro to Destiny's Child and then ruin the record for you. Every time you hear it again, you'll think of what I'm about to say.
I'd go for the latter of those two.
That means the second one, right?
Yeah.
Good. Kerry?
Yeah, definitely, I'm with Dom.
Okay. Well, we played this yesterday, I noticed this. Well, I don't have the song I'm about to talk about in question. I don't have it to hand. Maybe Danny might be able to find it, but I don't know. I'll explain to you, right? This is Destiny's Child single. Right, that's all you really need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, one of my favourite television shows was The A-Team. And I don't know if you're aware of the intro of The A-Team. Danny and this now clicked and is now looking for The A-Team music. But it started in 1972, or whatever, a crack commander unit, whatever.
Disappeared to the Los Angeles underground.
No, just, you missed a bit out. But that, so think of the intro to The A-Team when you hear... I mean, you need to extend the intro, obviously. But what do you think?
Yeah, it almost is exactly the same.
Now, here's the good news. Destiny's Child, fingers crossed, will come over to the UK to promote their single, and we will try everything we can to get them on the show, right? So this is great. They'll be sitting where you're sitting right now, Dominic, and I'll go, well, thanks for coming in, girls. Let's play the record. I won't, by the way, ever mention Kelly Rowland again or talk to her or mention her legs. So she'll be sitting there, and I'll go, right, girls, thanks for coming in, Destiny's Child. Wow, so exciting. Let's play the record. At which point, you will hear in your head, Dominic and Carrie, A-team, A-team,
A-team. Got it,
A-team.
Chris. Got it.
You got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so, this is Destiny's Child. This is the A-team.
I hope so, anyway.
Right, okay. This is...
Yeah.
Let's see if we can mix it in. Ready? Destiny's Child. Da, 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 da. What do you think?
It's almost genius, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it does. You've got to admit, it does sound like it, right? From the beginning again, please, Destiny's Child. Thank you very much, everybody. Lovely.
Your morning's just got better. The Savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
8 minutes past eight. Good morning.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Still such a good record. Quarter past eight, it's Coldplay and In My Place. We should get Chris Martin on the show one morning. He's never been on before, has he?
What, as a surprise guest?
Yeah. Oh, he's not lined up. He's not there with you, Adam, now, is he?
No, he's not.
What we could do is when the next Coldplay single comes out, we could get Chris Martin to bring the single in.
That's a surprise.
We could have the world exclusive of the single and then get a mystery guest as well, yeah.
Hi, I'm Chris Martin. Yeah, hi. I've written some things down in my hand, but, thanks.
It's not the world's best impression, but, you know, you say his name in it and it helps.
You've met Chris Martin, though, haven't you?
Yeah. I was on the same plane as him once, of course. When I got Concorde to New York, because I'm Flash. And he sat at the front, and I sat at the very back. What does that tell you? Technically tells you nothing, because all the seats are priced the same. But, he's obviously important. And I met Gwyneth. Well, when I say I met her, I waved at her.
Did she wave back?
Yeah, she did, yeah. But now I think we'd have a laugh. The only real, bar that, the only other contact we had, when we did the afternoon show one day, Coldplay were in the building for a reason, and he came up to the little window in the door, and had looked through, and then just stuck his fingers up like that, and then waved goodbye and disappeared.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I've seen him twice in boots.
Well, he's, apparently, when I used to train, you know those days ago, when I used to train before?
Long, long time ago.
Apparently, he's seen me running, and he's run past me before. So there's a good chance he's run past us while we've been trading.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
But he was shy and embarrassed to ask for an autograph or a photo.
Which is a shame, because we have new DJ cards that we could have signed for him.
Have you still got Chappers and Dave?
Yeah.
DJ cards.
I got loads of them left.
Really?
Honestly. About thousands. They're not going down.
Unlike the figures to Chappers and Dave. So, what is going to happen with Chappers and Dave? Because I know that the whole nation is not that interested. But, I mean, will it come back to our radio soon? Because there was a weekend of it the other week.
With Def and Spoonie.
Yeah, but then you were away and he did it on his own.
I know, well, that was because...
I mean, I've got to say, he sounded good. I'd be worried.
He was stepping...
He doesn't need you.
Right. I don't know, I was out of the country.
Right, okay.
Who can say, but apparently he did a very good job. But he was depping for Vernon Kay, who was on paternity leave.
Yeah, Vernon's a daddy. Well, we hope, but certainly he's... Tess has given birth to a lovely baby girl.
Phoebe Elizabeth?
Yeah.
£7.
Phoebe Elizabeth Kay. Or Peck, for short.
Hmm.
That's nice. But, so, I don't know. Chappers and Dave, what does the future hold?
Well, who knows? Possibly some more, stand-in programmes.
Possibly not.
We're back at Christmas.
Are you worried, though, that they may say, see, now, we heard Chappers on his own, if he sounds, because you on your own would be dreadful. Mm. No offence, I love you dearly, but it'd be awful.
That's true.
But, like, imagine Alan doing a show on his own.
Hey.
Hello, and it's got all my favourite records to play. Here's Britney, then we'll play Britney again.
And Kylie.
Britney and Kylie and the Black Eyed Peas. Oh, how was Kylie, by the way?
She's lovely.
You love Kylie, don't you?
I love Kylie.
Yeah.
She has that fear in her face when she meets me. I think I come over a little bit too much, you know? Yeah. A bit too intense.
Maybe she was just embarrassed because she was that best part of half an hour late.
No, that is also true.
Right. But you do love Kylie, don't you?
Yeah, she's
do you think
great.
She knows who you are?
Yeah, of course. She listens to the show.
See, I don't believe she does.
Oh, she does.
I've got to be honest. I think she's heard the show and she's aware of it. But I wouldn't put it down as a regular listener.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's
more of a Kerrang radio listener first thing in the morning. No, she loves her thrash metal. She does. I mean, all this kind of sweet pop side to her, it's all a facade. In real life, she's got a... I'll tell you what she's got. And the amount of powder she has to go through, I'm not meaning like that, but makeup powder she has to go through to cover up the Iron Maiden tattoo on her arm. You know Eddie, you know the big skull? She's got that on her right bicep.
Do you know she had spikes for high heels? You might be right.
They
were evil high heels. They were, like, really spiky.
What are evil high heels?
Huge, high, very sharp high heels.
Like spikes?
Yeah.
Right. As opposed to those, what, other high heels which are...
Dumpy.
What?
Dumpy.
Dumpy.
Yeah.
Not so high heels.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Or flat shoes, as they are also called.
I love the fact that, Alan, that you're talking about fashion. Do you really want to get into that?
No.
With what you wear?
No, let's not.
For someone, and Alan, God love Alan, I like to take the mickey out of him because it's fun and easy and it gets a laugh. But, you know, Alan, I love you. You and I get on really well. We're very good friends.
Yes.
And for somebody who takes pride in his appearance, he doesn't half wear some crap. I've got to be honest.
That's not true.
Oh, your wardrobe, seriously.
That's not true.
You need to get them fellas, Trini and Suzanne around, right, to go through all your clothes.
What's wrong with it?
Do you know what you need?
Yeah.
You need eye for Alan Guy, right? Queer eye or straight eye, it doesn't really make any difference. You just need someone to sort your clothes out.
What's wrong with taste. That?
What?
What's wrong with my clothes?
Have you still got the Roy Cropper coat?
Yes.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
You have a coat.
Don't
which
start
you,
him
which,
off on
which
that.
You wore every day.
It's getting cold. It's coming back out.
But it is the same. It is the same coat worn by Roy Cropper.
You've got to buy a new one this year.
That's
Alan.
A nice coat. It keeps me warm.
It's horrible.
Okay.
What are you wearing right now? Run us through the outfits so the people listening to their cars can work out, yes or no, is Alan fashionable?
I'm wearing a grey hoodie that says Fitch on the front. Yeah. I've got,
It's a very, very old Abercrombie & Fitch top, isn't it?
It's not very old, about 9 months old.
No.
And then, designer jeans.
Who's the designer? Is George Asda?
Armani.
Armani jeans.
Thank you.
Is it Armani or Armani Exchange?
Armani Exchange.
Like, poor man's Armani.
That's
someone
that is true, yes.
No, someone say that. I would never say that for legal reasons, but are they Armani jeans?
They're, they're Armani Exchange, the high street Armani.
They're Armani Exchange.
Armani Exchange.
Right, you don't put the two together.
Okay. You do, Chris.
No, you don't. Okay. Two separate. I know about fashion. Look at me. And on the feet?
I have my diesel shoes.
Diesel shoes.
Yes, green.
Right. Now run us through the underwear. Are you wearing any today?
Next, actually.
Next underwear. Yeah. There you go. See, he lets it down right at the end.
My favourite underwear.
I've got designer jeans, I've got diesel shoes, and your underwear is from Next.
You can't beat them.
Is it Next Sportswear?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Brilliant. I like that.
The thing is,
at least you try with your fashion. Dave...
Oh, here we go. Right? I knew this was coming back to me.
Dave is wearing his Barclaycard Premiership T-shirt, which he got sent for free, by the way, in a bag.
That's last season's one.
What are you wearing now?
Well, it's Barclays this season, isn't it?
So, and the jeans, Dave, what are we wearing jeans-wise?
I don't know. What brand are these, Rachel? Have a butcher's.
I'm not looking at your brand.
Are they what?
Now, are they a known name, or are they...
Yeah, I think so, hang on.
Lee Cooper?
£10 off the market.
No, what's that say? That
says Matalan.
Doesn't say Matalan.
It says Matalan.
Honestly, these are... Actually, no, I'll tell you where these are from.
No, just stop a second. You're missing the sight of Dave bent over with Rachel going, here, let me have a look, grabbing his backside and having a look.
The thing is, though, he's washed them so many times, it's worn off.
I haven't these in years.
Are they Levi's?
I can't tell.
Right, okay.
They're gaff.
So hang on, so they're non-specific genes. You're like a BBC bus's dream. What make your jeans, Dave? They're actually non-specific.
Actually, they're made of denim.
Right, okay. And on the feet, what's the footwear today?
Made by a famous sportswear manufacturer.
You've had those for years. You really need to buy some new ones.
I will be honest, I bought these to go on honeymoon.
Did you really?
Yeah, so it's not that long ago. Oh.
Maybe we should all go on Trini and Susanna.
Do you want to rephrase that?
Maybe we should all go on the show.
Okay, that's better. Right, lovely. Right. This will be the new single from Gwen Stefani.
What an amazing day.
Rachel likes instantly, and it's growing on me now. It's Gwen Stefani. What You Waiting For comes out in 2.5 weeks.
It does sound so much better than the first time we heard it.
You know, it's really funny. There's no rhyme or reason to songs that I like as far as instantly or songs that grow on me. You too. Instantly, the first time you heard it, you went, oh, this is brilliant.
I thought it was a great record.
And I'm like, it's all right. Mm. And now I love it. And I can't, it's currently the song that goes around in my head all day. Together with, I also have one current song that goes around in my head all day. And a random, no idea why, on holiday, do you know what it was? Going around in my head every day, Matthew Wilder, Breaking My Stride. Mm. I have no idea why. Mm. Actually, I do know why, actually. Because on Spanish TV, or I think it might be, it's either German MTV or Spanish MTV, you can get ringtones for your phone, they go, it's Robert Hilda, that's Hilda, break my stride. And you know those annoying ringtones that most sensible people in the UK don't buy anymore? You know those, really irritating high-pitched phone thing.
The other day, right, when I was abroad, I heard somebody with the ringtone Brother Louie. By Modern Romance. Do you
Brother
remember that?
Louis.
Because I'm a lover. Or something like that.
Or something like that.
Well.
Right. YouTube Vertigo, brilliant. Absolutely superb. And I keep going on about them, but they look fantastic on Top of the Pops last week. As did Fern Cotton. And that Reggie guy, he's good and everything, but she should be stood next to me every week. That's what she should be doing. Fern Cotton and me together, hand in hand. You imagine what a beautiful
thing. Look tiny next to you.
She's tiny anyway. But, you know, I could put my big arm around her and protect her like a big grizzly bear.
A bit like Matthew Kelly does on Stars in Her Eyes.
Now you're
Come here, you.
New series of spooks on BBC One.
The following is classified top secret.
I'm not playing that one, am I?
No.
Yeah, the following is classified top secret, so we're not allowed to play it, sadly. If we... we will tell you to play you this, because it's back, and it starts tonight!
New comedy on BBC Three.
Over in BBC Three Shire.
BBC Three.
BBC Radio One.
Newsbeat.
Rocking. Can't wait, it's going to be such a good show. And Matt and David are going to be with Joe Wiley later on this morning, so being cheeky young gentlemen, I think. So
listen to that.
Joe Wiley from 10 with Matt Lucas and David Williams from Little Britain. And David Williams, by the way, who constantly just flirts with me every time he sees me. I think it's because I look a bit like Abby Titmus. Coming up, Boogie Pimps and Daniel Bedingfield's new single. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the top story this morning is the news of 4 more arrests over the shooting of 14-year-old Danielle Beckett.
Travel.
East Yorkshire Tuesday returns. Roadworks on Brick.
Where?
Oh, sorry. East Yorkshire Tuesday.
Right, I thought you said East Yorkshire
Tuesday.
Yeah, I did.
I said, I kind of. Right. There are roadworks on Bricknell Avenue at the County Road North Junction in Hull. You may face some delays there, or you may be okay. It all depends on when you're there.
One Road Travel. On Radio One.
It's now 8:34.
When you're where?
There.
Which is where?
There, Hull.
Which East Yorkshire, I think you said.
East Yorkshire.
Oh, great. I have a slip of the tongue yesterday, you have one today, but how come you get away with slipping, you know, East Yorkshire into Yeast Yorkshire?
Yeast Yorkshire's probably not going to make the papers, is it?
No.
No, not really.
Unless you said, of course. When I was in Yeast Yorkshire last, I bumped into some girl from Destiny's Child.
Mm.
No?
No.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, good. Carrie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Did you go out last night to celebrate the fact that you've done your first day on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show?
No, I didn't.
Brilliant.
But do you know what did happen to me yesterday? I had a nightmare. I got in at 4:30. Half four in the afternoon. No, not in the morning.
No.
4:30 because I'd been out.
Where have you been? What did you do when you finished your show yesterday?
I went off and had some lunch. And
who was the first person to text you to say well done?
It was my daddy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
He's very cool.
I meant to text, by the way. But really busy.
Yeah.
Okay, so then run me through your day. You finished the show at 10.
Yeah, went off, had some lunch and stuff. And
who did you have lunch with?
Just some girlfriends.
Just some girlfriends.
And then...
Okay, so girlfriends and comfortable shoes were painting a picture.
I did see my boyfriend last night as well.
You what?
I did see my boyfriend last night as well.
Yeah, right, whatever.
Anyway, so I got back to the flat, yeah. And the ceiling had fallen in.
No!
Yeah! Somebody had been doing some flooring upstairs, laying some flooring, and they'd broken through a pipe, and the whole ceiling in the hallway had just fallen through.
Into your flat?
Yeah.
How much damage?
Quite a lot.
Obviously falling through.
It was just mud and ceiling and plaster and water everywhere.
That's no good. Do you need a place to stay? Is that what you're asking? Do you, I have a spare room.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I say spare room, it's I don't. But you can, you know, we can spoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh. Ugh. Dave, shut up.
What a horrible thought.
It's not a horrible
spooning
thought.
Spooning with you.
I'm not spooning to you.
It depends which way, though. I'm not sure which is worse, being the spooner or the spoonie.
Really?
Well, but the weird thing about spoons is who invented
this? I would be the spooner when it comes to you, my dear.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Why is it even called spoons?
Just don't fall out of bed. What, Dominic?
Why is it called spoons?
Because you lie like spoons, yeah. Don't you? Kind of...
Well, with a big head and a narrow leg.
No, it's to do with the curvature, Dominic.
Oh, okay,
it's not to do with the bulbous end.
Oh, okay.
And the
Dominic, do you know how your wife looks like a spoon? It's,
yeah.
It's like that.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. His wife doesn't look like a spoon.
No, but I just like the way you said why it's called spoon is because you have a big head. And yeah, that's right, yeah, that's right. Because you've never noticed when your loved one lies next to you, you go, wow, you look just like a spoon. Let me just, if I cuddle you from this side, wow, we're like two spoons in underwear.
Mm.
Oh, actually, Carrie, I'd be naked.
It's even worse.
That's horrible.
That's right. Do you sleep naked or do you wear pyjamas?
It depends how cold it is, really.
Yeah, well...
If it's a bit chilly, then I like to get into my pyjamas.
So last night, was it pyjamas?
No.
No?
No.
What was it?
It was naked.
Really?
Yeah.
You dirty slut. Oh, dear. Alan's going, do you want to know what I wear in bed? Not particularly, no, Alan. Thanks very much for that, though.
We've got a new addition to our morning family. Her name is Carrie Davis, and she's very lovely. She'll read the sport news every day, sit next to Dominic, and give it a few days until Chris Moyles makes her sick. The Chris Moyles Show. Moyles, leave her alone. National Radio 1.
The Chris Moyles Show on Radio 1 hits local radio where it hurts.
It's called Nothing Hurts Like Love. It's by Daniel Beedingfield right here on your local BBC radio station. We're waking up this morning, very cold outside today, very chilly, as they say, as this time of year approaches. Winter draws on, in more ways than one, of course, because winter is indeed drawing upon us, and indeed winter draws, because like long johns, you can wear them so to not freeze your... what?
Bits.
Yeah, I was going to say testicles, actually, but didn't want to alienate the female audience. So, indeed,
anyone else?
Snakes.
Snakes?
Snakes.
Oh, snakes.
Because I don't know if they have, because...
That is really weird. Do you know why?
I just said snakes and testicles. I really don't know if I should be asking why.
Because I heard a joke last night in the pub...
Right.
...that involved...
Yeah.
...snakes and not having... testicles.
Can you tell the joke on the air?
I can't remember what it was now.
Right.
It was something... What? No,
Rachel?
I won't.
Can you have a think, Dave, and then say it later?
But that fella told me at the bar, you know, the guy with the Superman top on? He did, and it was from his book. Right, and he...
There's a guy in the pub last night in a Superman t-shirt. I know what you're thinking, that in my local pub in Leeds, there's a guy who stands at the bar dressed as Superman. That's wrong.
Like that awful TV show My Hero. It wasn't like that.
I'm a bit fond of My Hero.
You like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, he's trying to tell me this joke, and it basically involved a snake.
Right.
And,
And no testicles.
And no testicles. And
right.
It was something like, why can't a snake dance or something? And it was I didn't really understand it.
That doesn't work.
I kind of got interrupted halfway through because then the barmaid came over and it was my turn.
Right.
So I kind of missed the middle bit.
So
I laughed anyway, though.
So as far as you're aware, you laughed last night at a joke told to you by a man in a Superman t-shirt, which went like the following. Why can't snakes dance? Because they have no testicles.
Or maybe it was, why don't snakes have testicles?
Well, because they can't dance.
I don't know, something like that, anyway.
Brilliant.
I laughed anyway.
It's coming up to 13 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone.
That's right, Christmas is coming, and I am getting fat. Don't forget, if I switch on your Christmas lights, then I charge VAT. And, last year, we went on about this for ages and ages and ages, and we switched on the lights in Inverness.
And it was great, wasn't it?
And we had such a top time. Just being in Kidderminster and, where was the other one? Was it Swansea?
Yes.
Was it? Right. Mm. Hello, everybody. This year, I thought, where am I going to switch the lights on? And you do the usual gag, I'll switch the lights on in the studio and... Let's go outside and have, like, two outside bulbs or something. But no, I thought, finally, the time has come. As I read the Yorkshire Evening Post, and they're umming and erring about who's switching the lights on, I thought, enough is enough. It's time to stop messing around, and time to give the people of Leeds somebody decent to switch on their lights. So, on Thursday, the 4th of November, I will be switching on the Leeds Christmas lights. That's right, they can afford them. I've seen them, they've been put up already. Red, amber, green, amber, red. They are brilliant. Chubby Brown, 72. Seems like a traffic light thing, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's the sequence, you see.
So, here's the deal then. If you live in Leeds or anywhere near Leeds, the Leeds lights Christmas switch on is with me. And I'm going to bring my friend Dave.
Hello.
And I'm going to bring my friend Rachel.
Hello.
And I'm going to bring my friend Danny.
Hello.
And we're not bringing Alan.
What yes, you are.
All right, we'll bring Alan.
Yay!
Because it's goodwill to all Alans.
I love Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I love you too. So it's just off the hedgerow by the town hall. You know there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it all starts at 7:30. And we'll switch the lights on at 8 o'clock. And I'm going to get some ex-girlfriends to come along as well. You may know them as Girls Aloud, Dave. That's right. Girls Aloud will be there.
Nice link.
Here's the lineup, okay? It's me and you and Rach and Alan and Dominic. Girls Aloud and... Santa Claus.
Wow.
Surely Santa Claus shouldn't be bottom of the bill.
No, I'd put him at the top.
Oh, I see.
No, we're joint top, Santa and I. Because he brings goodwill to all men. And I don't know where I'm going with this. Alan?
Hello.
So, on Thursday the 4th of November, 7:30 in the evening, off the hedgerow by the town hall, me, Girls Aloud and Santa Claus.
Never before seen in the same place.
Would you like to sit on my knee, young lady?
Chris, leave me alone. Okay. So that's nice, isn't it?
It's great.
I hope it's as good as last year when we went to Inverness.
Yeah, last year people turned up.
That was so funny.
Well, I'm hoping that people will turn up again. You know, it kind of helps.
Last year, when we got off the plane in Inverness, they had a piper at the bottom of the stairs and a limo.
They have said that when we turn onto the M621, they'll have some Girls Hill flashes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just got my photos developed from that last year, actually.
That's a fascinating story. Anyway, back to what we're on about.
Not from girls flashing.
Hello? I've never met Girls Aloud. I'm quite excited about that. I've met Santa before, but obviously I haven't seen him for about a year. So I'm going to give him my list of what I like for Christmas. Girls Aloud are on there, that's really strange enough.
That's five presents in one.
No, I don't want the ginger. So, Thursday the 4th of November, cue text abuse, off the hedgerow by the town hall with Girls Aloud and Santa Claus in Leeds. Lovely, wasn't it?
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Wake up to Moyles.
Hello. Maroon 5. Ask her if she wants to stay. The only problem with bands like Maroon 5 is, you know, they it doesn't matter where you live, and it really doesn't matter, but you will have what you call a posh place to eat, right? I mean, at the top of the road, or maybe whatever, and it's the kind of place for tablecloths. And you know that they'll play Maroon 5 because they go, oh, Maroon 5, sophisticated people would like that kind of music.
I'm with you as well. I like the records, but I think they're probably a bit wet.
Yeah. Anyway, can I just say, on my webcam stream of Studio One, back at Radio One in London, I thought that Danny and Alan were being really super efficient by sitting there all the way through the song with the headphones, and I only just realised that it's crashed and it hasn't actually moved for the last 4 minutes. Right, so here's the joke then, Alan. Dave goes to the pub last night,
yeah,
and the guy in a Superman t-shirt tells him the following joke.
Okay.
Okay, but I've now found out what the joke is, because I didn't understand it before, but the joke is this, right?
Did you understand it?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I didn't hear the joke.
Oh, the joke was,
why do snakes not have balls?
Yeah.
Because they can't dance.
No,
you see what
you've changed it slightly, and I still don't get it.
Okay, why don't
snakes
have balls?
Yes.
Because they can't dance. Now what they're referring to
is
balls, as in
don't explain it.
Like a ball.
Don't explain it. No,
right.
Leave it.
The Friday sun bears down again.
That's Lost Prophets of Last Summer. Dave Pearce in the mix there. Lovely. All right. Gotta move on. Got a new TD Sling.
I'm ready.
You sure? Good, all right. Comedy Dave, how do you get to today's TD Sling from yesterday's TD Sling, The Fantastic Oasis and Stand By Me?
Stand By Me is what an irritated parent might say to a misbehaving child when travelling on a busy bus with no spare seats. Seats are great for people who like to sit down. Sit Down was a big hit for James. The name James is often abbreviated to Jim or Jimmy, as in Jim Bowen or Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile hosted Top of the Pops for many years, in the days before they had rules preventing ugly people from hosting the legendary show. Show rhymes with snow, which is something you would expect to find on a cold mountain. Cold Mountain was a big recent movie hit starring Renée Zellweger and Nicole Kidman. If you remove the last three letters of Kidman, you're left simply with kid, which is a word to describe a young goat. Goat, or more precisely goat skin, is used to make clothes and shoes and hats and stuff in places like Mongolia. Mongolia used to be ruled by the evil warlord Genghis Khan. And Genghis Khan shares the same surname as the legendary big-haired soul diva from the world of music, namely the one and only Chaka Khan, which links us to this morning's TD Sync track. It is Chaka Khan and I Feel For You. I was struggling with dyspepsia all the way through that.
I'm really sorry to hear that. It's nice to hear you use that word, though. Right, let's get it on, then. Bring it up, get it on!
Chaka, 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 gone. Chaka, gone. Chaka, gone. Chaka, gone. Chaka Khan, let me Chaka.
How can you not love that track? How can you not love that song? Absolutely brilliant. Somebody texts in going, Dave, you've got the worst taste in music in the world. And the girl is called Rachel. Rachel, you're banned from the show. How can you not like that?
It's a great record.
All right, if you're like 11 and you never heard it before, fair enough. But that is just great.
Enjoyed that.
Thank you. Seamless?
Yes. Although, some very pickety and finickety people...
Would you like to hear me blow my nose?
No.
Through the mic?
No. Some people are quibbling over the fact that I said the name James is often abbreviated to Jim or Jimmy, as in Jim Bowen or Jimmy Savile. People saying, oh, Jimmy's not an abbreviation because it's got the same amount of letters as James, or blah, 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 but...
I don't care, it's a great record.
Ta.
Right, there you go. Did you like that track, Anna, or was you on Rachel's, not my Rachel, but other Rachel's
side? No, I enjoyed that track.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Feel For You.
Yeah.
Who plays harmonica?
Don't know.
I'll give you three guesses. Nobody help him down there. Who plays harmonica on Chaka Khan, I Feel For You? Three guesses.
Chaka?
No, it's not Chaka, no. Chaka doesn't play harmonica. What was that?
You can't sing and play the harmonica at the same time.
Okay, so you've got two guesses left. Who plays harmonica on Chaka Khan's I Feel For You? This is good, here we go.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder is the right answer. Well done, Dan.
Thank you. Oh.
Alan, I can see you. I can see Danny. Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder.
I wouldn't have got that, actually.
And who wrote the song? Danny, shut up.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, three guesses.
Stevie Wonder.
No, not Stevie Wonder, no. And don't say Chaka either. Who wrote the song?
Do I get any clues?
Is it Kylie Minogue?
Seriously, was my next option.
Okay, it's American legend.
Michael Jackson?
No.
Madonna?
No. Man?
Prince?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And did Danny tell you or was that?
No, that was me.
Okay, well done.
Thank you.
You're getting better.
You're training me.
Yeah, for those of you just switched on. Not in any sordid way, all right? All right, got to talk now, because it's half-time of the show. It's a bit where Dave likes to say...
Let's...
Oh, where's the echo? Sorry, that was me. It's a bit where Dave likes to say...
Let's get ready to ramble!
Advice indeed.
Who is that, by the way?
What?
Who is that?
Alan, I'll tell you.
Alan?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, of course you do.
Prince.
No.
Michael Jackson?
No, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
No, it's not Stevie Wonder. Have you heard that song before, Al?
No.
Do you know what the lyrics are?
No.
Okay. It's a very simple statement that they're making.
Okay.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life...
Yeah.
Never make a pretty woman your wife.
Oh, that's nice.
You think that's nice?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I'll go through it again, because you're obviously confused, Alice.
Right.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life...
Yeah.
Never make a pretty woman your wife.
Right, that's nice. So go for the mingers, and there's lots of mingers around.
From his personal point of view...
Yeah.
Get an ugly girl to marry you.
That's all right. Shows he's not shallow.
And then the song goes on to explain why, because, you know... Ugly mingers are more grateful, I suppose.
Exactly.
And wash or something.
I think it's a nice song.
Yeah. There you go. So that's it. Promise me you'll never marry a pretty girl.
Right, I promise.
Perfect, lovely. And you too, Danny.
I promise too.
Stevie Wonder. You heard that song before, Dave?
No. Well, I mean, I heard it yesterday when you played it.
Rachel loves it.
I really like it.
Yeah.
It puts a smile on my face.
Like gin?
No.
It's like musical gin for you, isn't it, love?
I don't really drink gin.
Yeah, you'll drink anything if it's late in the evening.
I'm abstaining at the moment.
Yeah, you didn't drink last night at all,
nope.
Did you?
I was on the water.
Oh, you got the shakes today?
No, I'm fine. Like, see, I'm training again.
You're in Leeds, though. You're in the beautiful city of Leeds, my hometown, mm-hmm. And you haven't done anything. You didn't go out shopping yesterday, did you?
No.
Why did you go to Harvey Nicks?
So I spent too much money when we were away.
What you want to do, I'll give you a list of shops to go to in Leeds.
Okay.
There are some shops in Leeds, get this, you won't be aware of this coming from Kidderminster. There are some shops in Leeds that are that big, you can stop and have something to eat and drink in there. Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I need to buy some curtains, actually. For my new flat.
Do you know anywhere good for curtains, Chris?
Yes. A mate of mine, Billy.
Billy the curtain?
That's Billy Beef. He runs a shop.
Right.
But I want to get bargains.
Straight down there.
Is it called Billy's Curtains?
Billy's Curtains, yeah. How do you know that? Have you passed on the way in?
I think I saw it yesterday.
Does he sell bargains?
Huh?
Does he sell bargains? That's as good, actually, just totally changing the subject, as the hairdressers who went past last night that amused me called Rick's International.
You would have
and
also...
I just thought, how can you say international hairdressing?
You'd have also passed the legendary Curl Up and Die.
I saw that too.
Yeah. York Road.
Yeah, Curl Up and Die is great.
We also haven't talked about the fact that we won the quiz last night.
Oh, yeah, we went to our local pub last night and won the quiz, which is brilliant, but we did cheat. And it's great. You've got to be honest, you can't lie.
We didn't cheat.
Yeah, we did. Blatantly cheating last night. We won. If we hadn't cheated, we wouldn't have had the most amount of answers, right?
I don't think that's true.
That's not true.
It is true.
Because we won by two clear points.
Yeah.
We would have won by three if David listened to me.
How many teams were there?
There was maybe 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 10, 12.
We won a tenner.
Which, by the way, paid for their cab fare back to the hotel.
And change, only £5.60.
So, yeah, so that was the quiz last night. We can give you some of the questions if you want, Alan.
Yeah, go on then. Not for me.
I've got one.
Because I can't answer those things.
Where is Charles de Gaulle from?
France.
Yeah, well, that's the question.
I put Morocco.
Morocco.
Dave.
France.
Yeah, but I thought it was a trick question.
Right.
I thought he was probably born in one of the former French colonies.
Right.
Okay, here's one for you, Alan.
Okay.
So now that you've got Danny, your little friend, helping you with answers, right, let's see how you fare with this one, then. Stevie Wonder.
Come on, Danny.
Stevie Wonder.
Who scored the first try for Leeds Rhinos against the Bradford Bulls on the weekend?
That was, big bloke. What's his name? George.
George?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong.
Yeah.
That's right, you really want to upset one of the Leeds Rhinos, Alan.
I've met them. We're friends. We're
Mark.
Mates.
Matt Diskin.
Oh.
And here's another one for you.
Okay.
Smarty Pants Alan and his little friend.
Bring it on.
Where is the... I love this as a question. Where is the largest submarine base in the Mediterranean? Brilliant.
Where's the Mediterranean?
What? What did you say?
No.
What did you say?
I get confused between that and another place. That's down there. Right, okay.
You said, where's the Mediterranean?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Get off the show.
Why? I've never been there.
You're just as thick as me. I love that. That's why Alan's employed on the show.
Did you not know either, Chris?
Eh?
Did you not know?
No, I thought I didn't know where it was these days. I thought they might have moved it.
Yes. The sea, same here.
Yeah.
We got the submarine question right.
Did, What's the answer?
Gibraltar.
I knew that.
Yeah. Where's Gibraltar, Alan?
Off Spain.
Right, okay. I'll give you that. Have you ever been?
No.
Fantastic.
Apparently lots of monkeys.
Seriously. What?
There are a lot of monkeys there.
Lots of apes on the rock.
Yeah, that's it.
They're not apes, Dave.
They are apes.
No, they're not.
They're not.
It's not like Planet... Are they apes?
They're already little.
It's not like Planet of the Apes. I've got the movie on DVD. Don't put them up and go, all right, mate, how are you?
They're still apes. You have to know your primates.
Hey, they're vicious, though. Mm. Don't mess with them.
And they steal your crisps.
They do. They jump on ladies' hair. Oh, they're little tykes, I tell you. Hey, how the hell do we get onto this?
I don't know.
Subject?
Monkeys in Gibraltar.
Any more questions?
Last night.
Which year was Rapper's Delight released?
Come on, Danny, smarty pants. Notice, by the way, that Dominic and Carrie are not even getting involved in this link.
I can give you options, Danny, if you want.
Yeah, go on then.
A, 1977. B, 1978. Or C, 1979.
79. You see, I would have gone for 78. I'll go on the 78 then. You know more than me.
Not really. I'm just guessing.
Give 78. Us an answer, Willie.
78.
1979.
Oh, honey.
Here's one for you, Aled.
Yeah.
What's the attachment you put on a hairdryer that adds volume to your hair?
Volumizer.
No.
I don't know. What is it? Dom's here. He'll help.
Cheers, Al.
Go on, Slapen. What's the answer?
It's not a hat, by the way.
Here's a question to you, Dominic. I'll reword the question. What do you call the appliance that you add on the end to the end of a hairdryer to add volume to your hair?
I call it a fictional attachment.
You call it redundant.
I know it.
What's the answer, Daddy?
Is it a defrizzer?
No.
Carrie's here.
Carrie?
I know what it's called.
What is it, Carrie?
It's called a diffuser.
Well done, Carrie.
Oh, right.
Here's one for Danny and only Danny.
Well, she's a girl.
Oh, no.
You ready?
Yeah.
How many cities in Northern Ireland?
Three.
And which ones are they?
There's Derry, or Londonderry.
Yeah.
There's Belfast.
Yeah.
And Armagh.
Now, we put three last night.
We put five,
actually. We put five.
Why did you put five?
My friend Siobhan texts me, and she's from Northern Ireland. She goes wrong.
We weren't cheating, Rachel.
You're not allowed to get texts, Rachel.
After the quiz.
We weren't texting people during the quiz.
Ferg and I said three. We went, well, there's Belfast, Londonderry, and there's Armagh. So three, right? And then Rob DJ, right, again, he said, no, there's only two.
So no, there is three.
We should have won by enough. We did win, though, so who really cares?
Well, got 31 up. 31 out of 40, we did.
What year was MC Hammer? You can't touch this, Dominic.
Is
it 1950, 1960, or 1990?
1990.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give those clues, though.
Was it 90?
Oh, my favourite question last night. Okay. How did Captain Cook lose his hand?
Oh, I got it. Aled.
Yes, Aled.
Crocodile.
Yep. No, you're thinking of Captain Hook.
It was a typo on Rob DJ's question.
Captain Cook never lost his hand.
We nearly put down frostbite.
Too much adventuring.
That was great. How did Captain... And everyone goes, did you say how did Captain Cook lose his hand? He goes, yeah. As Captain Cook... Did he not lose his hand? No. Right, then it's Hook then. Anyway, morning, Rob DJ.
I thought frostbite was a good answer.
It's amazing. He does a quiz night there on a Monday, and I believe he does have slots available for the rest of the week if anybody wants to employ him at his quiz services.
It was good.
Yeah. Question number 22. How did Captain Kerr close his hand? No. Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
Rockalula. All right, not half. Good morning.
I like that.
What?
I like that.
Do you know who it was?
Naz.
Yes. Featuring?
His dad.
What?
His dad.
It's the right answer. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Terry, his name is. What's his name, Rachel? Naz's dad?
Olu.
Yeah.
I don't think you say it like that,
actually. Olu?
It's O-L-U.
It's O-L-U, so...
Yeah. Olu?
Oh, I know how that's
Olu.
Pronounced.
Olu?
Brian.
No,
Brian.
Well, I'll find out. And we'll say it properly next time.
His dad is a blues jazz musician, and that's a great little track.
Good, that.
And that's his next album. It's a double album called Streets Disciple, out in November. So there you go.
Lovely. Fresh new music.
That's quite old colleagues.
Yeah.
Then I think I've seen Naz. Is he quite a tall gentleman?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know his height.
Well, you should.
I could find it out from you.
Yeah, you should find it.
Right, I'm going to.
Right, a couple of things to tell you about. Number one, no, don't. I really, really don't care how tall Naz is.
Right. Okay.
Thank you. Hold that a second. Right, a couple of things. Download week, all this week on Radio 1. With loads of things going on. And it's your chance to learn about downloading and maybe do your first download, Dave.
Which could be...
Yeah.
A chance to own on download your own copy of Mouldy Looking Stain.
That's right. The Stain is available for 1 week only for download. So basically, here's what you're going to do. Go to the Radio 1 site, which is Radio 1
Online.
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 and they will tell you, go to Chris Moore's pages and that'll tell you where to go to the official site so you can download Mouldy Looking Stain, and all profits go to Comic Relief. So please do it. Now, the gag is that currently at number one of the download chart is U2. So if we went to number one, we'd knock U2 off the number one spot, which how cool.
We'd be bigger than U2.
No, we wouldn't be bigger.
Would for a week.
I'll always be bigger than Bono, though. From what I've heard. Belly-wise, obviously. So there you go. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. That'll give you a list of all the official download sites that you can get the Stain on, Mouldy Looking Stain. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm now completely bunged up in both nostrils. I'm talking so fast I can't breathe. And I'm sounding bad on the air. Speaking of which, Aled.
Yeah.
Right.
Are we going to clear up these cities in Northern Ireland?
Are you still with Danny?
Yes, I am.
Right. We've opened a can of worms, Daniel.
Yes, I've noticed.
Yeah, over how many cities there are in Northern Ireland. This, by the way, I want to stress, was a question by Rob DJ in our pop quiz last night, of which he gave the answer there were two. London and Londonderry. London, hello.
Belfast and Derry stroke Londonderry is the answer that he gave us last night. However, we were going to put five, based on the five being Belfast, Londonderry stroke Derry, Newry, Lisburn and Armagh. Okay. Now, we now believe that that five is indeed correct.
Is that right, Daniel?
Well...
Oh, here we go.
There's also... you see, Craig Avon might actually be considered a city as well. They shouldn't really count anyway. Bangor's bigger than all of them.
Yeah, but Bangor's not a city.
I know.
Dave knows a poem about Bangor.
We know that as well.
What?
I know that as well.
Do you?
Yes.
Remind me to get him to do it at the end of the slink as a punchline.
Remind me to work out what it is again. I'll just rewrite.
Okay. So how many cities has Northern Ireland got? Are we saying all? Are we saying we don't care? We're going to move on and drop the thing completely?
Don't care.
Right, there you go.
My friend Siobhan says five, and she's from Northern Ireland.
Yeah, so's Daddy.
Two of them are new, though. They shouldn't really count.
Right. Look, the thing is... You don't, you know, it's not our job to offend people. I do that for free. But, so I don't want to upset anybody from Northern Ireland. Daniel, you're from Northern Ireland, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you care or do you want to go on something else?
I don't really care.
There you
anymore.
Go. Well, I'm doing what the people want. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look at Alan there, tapping away on the internet.
I am. I'm trying to find it. What's I want to know the answer.
Right, what am I playing now?
You too.
Well, we're going to be late for the news at 9:30 then. Or we play you two after the news. What do you want to do?
We'll play after the news.
Oh, yay! That's it. Which gives me time to talk about a TV show which is happening tonight.
Do you want this poem or not?
Oh, have you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you sure?
Don't have to if you don't
want to. Forgot it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, and for Danny as well.
Yep.
This is Dave's... lovely poem.
It's not about your banger, though. It's about the one in North Wales, Danny.
Ah, right.
I don't know where this poem came from, but a couple of years...
You wrote it.
Well, I know, but I don't know why I wrote it.
I think you stole it a little bit.
I didn't steal it.
I think you did, but mostly comedy.
Wasn't there a girl involved in it or something?
Or was there a what? Daniel, yes, there is. And it's Daniel, it's like a story.
Right.
As far as I remember, Daniel,
yeah.
It went something like this.
Hold on. Take a big breath. And out.
You ready?
Yeah.
I love to holiday in North Wales with my girlfriend Debbie Clanger. Last year we went to Colwyn Bay, and this year I'm going to Bangor.
New comedy on BBC Three.
Over in BBC Three Shire, the WI have been protesting for a new series of Little Britain. Well done, Doris. It appears the trend for men dressing up as women is on the rise. Good.
Oh! Florence, regarde le menu. So many delicious foods and drinks that a lady might enjoy. Yes, it all looks so nice, doesn't it, my lady friend? Will you be having cake? If they have a lady's cake, then yes, but only if we are ladies, aren't we?
Yes, we are most definitely two of them, yes.
Two ladies.
Little Britain, be the very first to see it. Tonight at 9 on BBC Three.
Yes! I can't wait. It's going to be absolutely huge tonight, and it's so exciting. And if you can't wait for then, the Lady Jo Wiley is on at 10 o'clock this morning with Matt Lucas and David Williams.
Who are the stars of the programme.
That's right. That's why I mentioned it, Dave. Right, so I will play in full U2's Vertigo, because it is brilliant. And Eminem Just Lose It, brand new single. After we get news from Dominic and Carrie, it's exactly 9:30.
Mutu admits taking drugs.
And Fergie says, I got it wrong.
BBC Radio 1.
Sir Alex Ferguson says he's made too many changes and that's to blame for Manchester United's lacklustre start to the season. Tonight he takes his side to Sparta Prague. Have we got a zebra in here or something? Or an elephant?
Hello!
Oh my goodness, what is that? Anyway... Tonight, he takes Manchester United to Sparta Prague in the Champions League without Roy Keane, Rio Ferdinand and Quinton Fortune. Paul Scholes is expected to start, though, now he's fit.
I think we accept that the mistake of our pre-season, that we called players back too quickly. Paul Scholes being one of them. He got an injury which we eventually had to give him a break from. And hopefully now, with that out the road, we'll see Paul Scholes.
American tycoon Malcolm Glazer spent another £17 million to up his stake in Man United. He now owns 27.6%. If he gets to 30, he'll have to bid for the whole club. Liverpool take on Deportivo La Coruña in Group A as a must-win game for the Spanish side, who've only collected a point so far. Still, Liverpool boss Rafael Benitez isn't expecting a walkover.
The team is a strong team, and they need to win. For us, it would be a good game, an important game, because if we win, perhaps they will not have possibilities.
And there's a full programme in the Championship to lead as Wigan take on Crewe. If they slip up, Reading or QPR could pinch top spot.
And the weather's going to be a bright start with clouding over in most places by this afternoon. The worst of the rain will hit West Wales, Scotland and northwest England. One Road Travel. East Yorkshire Tuesday returns. There are roadworks on Bricknell Avenue at the County Road North Junction in Hull. You may face some delays or you may be okay. It all depends on how annoying you are. One Road Travel on Radio 1. It's 9:34 now.
What the hell is that noise?
I've no idea. It's really grating.
What is it?
I think it's next door studio again. Mm. They're
really?
Working in there, yeah.
Have a look. So, what can you see? What was that?
What was that?
What is it?
What is that? I don't know.
Is that you, Alad?
It's not me.
Are you sure?
I wouldn't be that unprofessional. It's not me.
The walls have ears almost. It's amazing.
I'll go next door and see. Mm.
Hello, the wall.
Where do I have ears?
What?
I think he said, where do they have ears?
Oh, I don't really know. Oh.
It's very surreal.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talking to a wall. And all.
Are you sure?
What?
Oh, what's
oh,
that?
Hello.
I don't know what you're playing at. I think Salad messed around.
So it's not me. It's like candid camera.
It's you messed around.
It's not.
See? How do you do that anyway? Stop being childish.
It sounds like Orville.
Dominic, my hands are here. Right, my hands are here.
I suggest they weren't anywhere else.
Oh dear. Thanks for another great show this morning, team, by the way. We were brilliant.
I thought we were very good.
Yeah, I think we've been nominated for an Alba Sony Award. How about an Alba Radio Award? Do you know what I mean?
Anyway. It's that difficult second show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yesterday was brilliant.
I think today's been good.
But do you?
Yeah. We still have 25 minutes to go.
Let's rock, Rachel.
Let's rock, Rachel. I think that's a bit harsh.
Don't give up yet.
I've got a guess who.
Oh, you have, don't you?
Yeah.
From when they walk past your house.
Yeah, we don't have to do it now, but we can do it at some point, but I've got one.
Let's do it tomorrow.
All right.
Let's do it tomorrow, Dom, because if it's good, it won't fit in with the rest of today's show
okay,
at all, will it?
That's fine.
All right, what are you doing for the rest of the day, Dom?
I am, I don't know, actually. Not a lot. Okay. I feel a bit coldy, so I might just go to bed. Nice. Which is really boring, but I might just do that, I think.
Carrie?
I'm going to go and check on the damage to my flat, and probably going to go shopping with my flatmate.
Oh, very nice. And see your fictional boyfriend at some point, no doubt.
Bob.
Yeah. Here he is. Carrie, there's no one standing there, love. Yeah, I can see him. He's lovely. And Alan, what are you doing?
Going to
the gym. Sorry about that. Bye. We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, and we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money. Stand by for you too. Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. He's on the show next week, isn't he?
Who?
Alan.
He meant Eminem. Mystery guest.
Yeah. He's on the show week after.
Who?
Dominic.
Oh.
He's on every week.
So he meant Eminem.
Mates with Westwood.
Who?
Eminem. Westwood might be able to sort out a phone call or something from M.
Well, he's the man that can, isn't he? Westwood knows all the big players, him being the big dog and all.
Rachel's very pally with Fiddy, of course.
Yeah, we seemed to get on really well when he came in.
Oh, yeah, he's loving you.
Didn't he say that we could be G-Unit UK?
Yeah, I think he did.
Mm.
Need to work on that.
Yo, yo, what's up? We're G-Unit UK.
Instead of having your own brand of trainers, you can have your own brand of flip-flops.
See, no. No.
What do you call a Frenchman in sandals? anyone?
I believe A, Dominic was going to do it, and B, screwed it up.
No, I haven't. What do you call a Frenchman
call a
in sandals?
Frenchman.
What do you call a Frenchman in sandals?
Philip Flop.
Yeah.
still rubbish.
Ask us a joke we don't know the punchline to, Dom.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Well, I haven't thought of one, but...
Knock, knock, Dominic.
Who's there?
I done up.
I done up who? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Big ish.
Big ish who?
Big ish who?
It's time for Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyle.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Right, okay, Car Park Catchphrase then, lovely. I've got to say, Dominic's joke was absolutely rubbish.
What'd you call a man wearing two... No, I'll come back to you.
Right. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am not too bad, thank you very much. I'm not feeling... well, I've got a bit of a cold, right?
I've always wanted one of those.
Well, a cold, right? If you want, I'll give you a cold.
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, you just said to me you've always wanted one of those.
Shut up.
Anyway, do you want to say that to Dominic?
Hello, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's wrong? What?
Good morning.
I'm good, thanks.
It's good, thanks.
Do you want to hear a joke, Roy?
Yes.
What does a man with two left feet wear to the beach?
Get on with it, Chris.
No, let him do his punchline, go on.
Flip-flips. Because it's what it is.
Or flop-flops.
Or flop,
that'd
but it's more
right
flip.
Feet, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, what do you think of that, Roy? Yeah,
that's great. Roy, do you want to talk to Alan?
Hi, Roy.
Frankly,
uh-huh.
I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
There right. You go, you see? Everyone a winner. Should I go meet who's on line one?
Yep.
Okay, then.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Good morning, Chris and the team. My name's Richard and I'm from Abingdon in Oxfordshire.
Yay!
I'm a bit over-enthusiastic. I've got some bears, please. I'm on a
hey, I was told to really ham it up, mate.
Yeah, I know.
How you doing, Chris? You
all right,
mate?
I'm dying of cold. I'm not well at all.
No, I heard you. It's good to have you back, though, mate.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
You know, Scott's all right, but you guys are the best.
Yeah, I really like Scott.
Yeah, he's cool. He's all right. He's quite dope.
He's better than Colin Murray.
Yeah, I know you like Colin a lot, mate.
Do you know what? I don't mind Colin. I always slag off. See, it's the ones I don't mention at all that they're the ones I really hate. Do you want me to run through a list of shall grade all the radio DJs? Okay? Okay, let's start with Joe Wiley. 10 out of 10. Brilliant. Right?
Yeah.
Then Colin Nedith. 10 out of 10. Brilliant.
Yeah, they are good.
And then Scott Mills. 10 out of 10. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? And then Zane Lowe. 10 out of 10. Are you seeing the pattern forming?
Yeah, I can see the pattern.
Right,
mate.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm a medical engineer, Chris. Yeah, I know. It sounds posher than it is.
I don't actually know what that means, so...
No. I just look after the plant that actually supplies the hospitals with their oxygen and medical gas and so on and so forth. It's interesting.
You look after plant? Did he say?
Machinery.
Plant.
Machinery plant.
Machine plants.
Right, okay. It's like they're plants, Dave, made out of machines. He's obviously lives in like an Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator 2 style factory where the machines take over and eventually kill us all.
Metal plants.
Yeah. Well, what are you? What car are you driving?
I'm actually driving a Peugeot 206 van, Chris.
Nice wheels.
And let's hear the horn. That's good. It's meaty.
It's a girl's horn.
Do you think?
It's a girl's car, though, Dave, isn't it, really?
Well, it is true.
Right, hang on there, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. I'm Jason and I'm from Norwich.
Yay! How loud are you?
Hello, Jason. I'm from Norwich.
Beef up as well.
Hey?
They told me to beef up as well.
No, that's all right.
Hello, my name is Jason.
And I'm from Norwich.
Gordon's alive! I'm full of cold, I've already said. I'm not feeling good at all. If you really want to know, I woke up this morning, middle of the night, felt really, really sick. And when I did wake up finally this morning, about 5:30, I vomited non-stop for 20 minutes. And then I got to the BBC studios and went to the loo to blow my nose and violently vomited again. And I've coughed up this morning in no particular order. Sick, bile, phlegm and blood. You did ask.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really want to know that.
Right, well, that's why I'm not going to ask how you are. What do you do, Jason?
I work for Cadbury's.
I think he's had a great caller, and I think he might win. What do you do for them?
Oh, I sell chocolate, funny enough.
Mm. Yeah, but who too? Are you in a shop, or do you, are you a sales rep, or what do you do for companies?
I better do some shameful plugging, because we've got new flake praline now.
Jason, so what do you do for them?
I sell chocolate.
Yeah, but what, are you a salesman? Do you sell, what?
I go around to all little news agents and sell them new chocolate lines.
So do you walk in and go, hello, news agent, Jason here.
From Norwich.
I don't know if you, I don't think you don't sell our new range of choco or whatever, right? I'm making it up. And they go, oh, I've never seen it before. Like, you know, like the old deer in Passman Power. Can I try some? Well, of course you can, madam, but you have to buy all of them.
Well, yeah, you've got a spot on there, mate.
Okay, it's like a Little Britain character. Would you like my chocolate? You have to buy all of it. Hey, Matt, if you listen to the way in, you can have that for free. Well, I want the credit. I'm the chocolate man. Taste my chocolate, but you have to buy it. I think it's a winner. Work. Dominic, do you like that?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, thank you. What are you driving, Jason?
I'm driving a Citroen Dispatch van.
Nice wheels.
And let's see your horn, please. That's crap.
It's a girl's horn as well.
Have you got your window well down?
Hold on. Ready?
Yep. Mm.
Better.
A lot better. All right, Richard, let me hear yours again. All right, good. Where's the music gone? Is it just stopped, or is that just me?
Stopped.
Oh, okay, then.
Fact.
Right, horns at the ready, then, Roy.
Horns at the ready.
Yep, fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase. Best of three. Good luck. You all right there, Dave?
Yeah.
You read the paper while we're doing Car Park Catchphrase?
No.
Just calm down, will you? We've got two callers on the line, Richard and Jason.
From Norwich!
I'm the chocolate man. Would you like our new brand of chocolate?
But you have to buy it.
Right, Mr. Fish is helping out his local dairy. He's doing a couple of extra shifts at the cow sheds. His job is to take the buckets of milk from the cow sheds into the dairy, where they're pasteurised and stuff, before they go to the supermarket. He's got two huge buckets of milk in his hand, and oh no! Oh no, Mr. Fish, he's tripped up. He spilt the milk all over the place. No, who was that?
That's me.
Well, okay, me is great. You both sound the same to me.
Chris, that was Rich.
Yes, Richard.
Don't cry.
No. I think it was Jason, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, yes, Jason, go on.
Don't cry over spilt milk.
Oh, don't cry over spilt milk.
It's the right answer.
Hooray! Yay! Richard, we're trying to cheat you out of a point.
Yeah, I know, mate. That's tight, man. That really is.
Yeah, that's tight, man.
Hello, I'm the chocolate man, but you have to buy it. Here is my sidekick, Tight Man. I'm a man. I have muscles, but I wear ladies' tights.
Tight Man. We made you choco.
But you have to buy it.
Where are you from, Choco Man?
From Norwich.
There you go.
What about Tight Man?
Where are you from?
What about the game? Should we do that?
What?
Okay.
You're both back in place.
Yes.
Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish in the supermarket buying eggs for a Guinness World Record cookery attempt. He's trying to make the world's biggest omelette, so he needs about 400 eggs. He's trying to squeeze them all into one basket. The supermarket manager... Yes, Richard?
Can't make an omelette without breaking a few eggs.
What was that? Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, that's the one, Chris.
You're right!
Yay! It creates a bit of tension.
1-0 now, 1-0.
It's 1-0, said the chocolate man.
You right there, Jason?
Yeah, I'm fine, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. You getting bored?
No, I'm right, now I'm fine.
We're having a right laugh.
I know you are.
Are you, Richard? Are you having a laugh?
I'm having a brilliant time, Chris.
Come on, Jason, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing near you.
Is Dave coming to the football on Saturday?
Yes.
We play Everton on Saturday.
No, I'm there.
Good lad. I'll give you some free chocolate.
Would Tight Man have to buy it?
Would Tight Man be there?
No, I won't be, Dave, unfortunately.
Oh, dear. So, is that Norwich Everton on the weekend?
Yeah, 12:45 Saturday.
Cracking goalkeeper at Norwich. really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I spent White Hart Lane when they played against Spurs. Shall we? I feel as though we've finished the show. And we're having a bit of a chit chat. Right, Richard or Jason, who's going to win? It's the final one.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is hoping to enter this year's Crufts tournament, but he's just got to get his routine sorted out with his dog. He's got a load of old tricks, which they need to master. Who do you want to win? I think it's Jason first. Jason?
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Who cares?
You're a winner.
Yay! Well done. First of all, commiserations though to Richard.
That's all right, Chris. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, mate.
Mate, you're a great caller. You really were. You're very lovely. I wish you all the luck in the world, and you lost. Bye. Bye. So there you go. Jason from Norwich. You are the winner.
Thank you very much.
So there you go. So what's your plan for the day? Where are you selling your chocolate wares today?
Well, I'm actually around Norwich this morning, and then I'm off to Ipswich this afternoon.
Chocolate? Won't you buy my chocolate? Do you look like the child catcher out of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No.
Okay, all right. Listen, have a lovely day. Thank you for making us laugh.
Cheers, Chris. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless him. Oh, do you know what he wins? Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Oh, man. You know, there's a great rule in radio, which is, as long as you're having a laugh...
Who cares what the show sounds like?
Right, thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
I'll play about 30 seconds of this. And then we have to play our closing music. Because Joe Wiley can't start late. You know who's on the show today?
Chocolate Man. Who have to buy it.
No, it's not. Matt and David from Little Britain with Charles for 10. There's a new series. Starts tonight.
Where's Tight Man?
I'm here! Red Hot Chili Peppers on Radio 1. Thank you, that'll do. Dominic?
Hello.
Would you like to buy my chocolate? You have to buy it.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Chris.
I'll give her a month. Alan?
Have a good day.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Daniel?
Yes, Chris?
Lots of people have been texting and saying, who is Daniel? Who is Dan? Who is Danny?
It's me.
Yeah, there you go. And we'll be answering another question tomorrow at the same time. What does Ian Parkinson do? Very in-joke. I don't know where that came from.
Good morning, Ian, by the way.
Maybe we won't be answering it. I don't know.
Editor specialist.
Matt Lucas and David Williams, Little Britain is tonight on BBC Three, then with Joe Wiley after 10. Have a great day. Oh, and thanks to Rachel. Oh, and Kylie. She was late. This is Radio.